In today's specialty crop news, drip irrigation systems are changing how some common practices like soil sampling needs to be done. Soil sampling is an important part of any operation. As irrigation systems change to more sustainable methods, so do how those systems are monitored.
Typically, when somebody wants to collect a soil sample from a drip irrigated vineyard, they want to go directly under that drip line. That's the worst place you can go.
Professor of Soil Science at Washington State University, Joan Davenport, says the drip action itself is the problem.
It's not reflective of what the plant sees. And if you go directly under the emitter, what's really interesting and unexpected is because of the action of the drip for a long period of time, you've actually created a little crust on the soil surface there that impedes water penetration. So you actually almost have like a water shadow underneath that. So that's even worse than anywhere under the drip line.
Davenport says they've run an in-depth trial looking at the most beneficial way to get a good representation of your soil if you have drip irrigation.
And so what we recommend is actually taking your sample from 6 to 18 inches out from under that drip line, and then between the vine and the drip emitter in that 6 to 18 inch zone, so that you can realistically get where the plant roots are. And so that's where we're targeting, because we did extensive research, and that shows that that zone, 8 to 16 inches towards the interrow away from the drip line, is where it's most reflective of the water in the root zone. And also we used a tracer to study nitrate movement. It wasn't nitrate, it was a non-radioactive tracer that plants take up the same as nitrogen, and we found that that's exactly where that was too.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.